I'm Kurt Hosworth on Public Radio 90 WNMU, talking on the phone with a special guest today. It's a solo guitarist who has been a prominent guitarist all around the world and is well-versed in many different styles of music and as well as different kinds of artists that he's adapted their songs and works for the guitar. I'm speaking with solo guitarist David Rogers. Good morning and welcome.
Hi, thank you, Kurt.
So we understand that you're going to be coming up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in early April to bring your solo guitar stylings to the Orpheum Theater, and that will be Saturday, April 6th. Can you tell us a little bit about what an audience could expect from one of your programs?
Yeah, just a very big range of music. I am, you know, primarily a classical, you know, jazz guitarist, and I try to just have a very large range. For the cerebral end, I guess. I always like to include a major, substantial J.S. Bach piece or a few of them. This time I'm playing a few pieces from Beethoven 997. And then I also like to go to the other end too. I've got some Rolling Stones and some Leonard Cohen. I've got a new piece. I've got a new arrangement of After the Gold Rush that I've been enjoying. Just kind of gotten that together and have been enjoying performing that. So it's that range, and then some lighter classical pieces as well. I'm doing, guitarists call this repertoire the Segovian repertoire, the Spanish classical repertoire from the early 20th century. So I've got, I'm doing Recuerdos de la Alhambra, The Memories of the Alhambra by Francisco Tárrega.
It's a great staple for classical guitar.
Yeah. And then, of course, Asturias. Everyone should do Asturias. And then a couple pieces by Federico Moreno Tordoba and also Torina, things like that, which are kind of somewhat... Well, actually, they are based on flamenco forms. I find it interesting that the flamenco solo guitar practice or repertoire kind of developed hand in hand with the Spanish classical guitar repertoire in the early 20th century.
It sounds like with the repertoire that you have available for your performance that you know your guitar pretty well and you've explored lots of different avenues of that. When you perform such a variety of works, how do you feel the audience responds to that? Is it fairly positive?
Yeah, it's generally pretty good. Yeah, I think that is a format that people tend to react to quite favorably, and I always enjoy. Yeah, it's the fun of performing, really, is kind of getting that reaction from the audience. And that's very invigorating for the performer, of course.
And now you've been a lead guitarist with some groups that have toured across America and through Europe as well, the Terra Nova Consort. What's maybe some of the feelings that you get comparing some of those performing with a larger group compared to doing solo guitar work? And do you feel any added stress on your shoulders by kind of carrying the show yourself at that point? Or are you fairly comfortable doing that?
I'm fine. Each kind of performance vehicle has its own challenges and responsibilities. And each of those are interesting. With Terra Nova, I hired into the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. I'm originally from the Detroit area, but I hired into the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland in 1992 as a full-time musician. And in that, of the musicians, a core group formed that was, we called ourselves the Terra Nova Consort. And we got a recording contract with Dorian Records, and on the basis of that, was able to tour, a fair amount. That was a lot of fun. Sometimes you're accompanying and have kind of a background thing. Sometimes you're the lead thing. There was always a lot of room for improvisation, which was great. I think that's the interesting thing about being, a guitarist, lutenist in a chamber ensemble like that, or a small ensemble, is that you do have a lot of different roles, and you have to use a lot of your own creativity to kind of make things happen and serve the ensemble well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in this case, with your solo guitar playing, it sounds like you have, maybe not to say that there's an issue of control when you're playing with others, but you kind of have, you're in the driver's seat of the performance, so to speak, as well as with what you're performing. Do you feel that is a fairly comfortable situation for you when you're engaging with the audience?
Yes, yeah, sure. One thing about a solo thing is that you know the music pretty well, and so you can just kind of relax, and you kind of enjoy the ride yourself by that point with an ensemble. Usually there's not, there's often not quite enough rehearsal that you can be totally free with it. There are usually some kind of time constraints.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just a reminder, we're speaking with David David Rogers, who's a classical crossover guitar player and has had some seasoned history playing with other guitarists and other instrumentalists as well. He'll be performing at the Orpheum Theater. That's on 426 Quincy Street in Hancock, Michigan, Saturday, April 6th, beginning at 7:30 Eastern Time. David, is there anything else that you'd like to mention about your program coming up? We did talk about how it's a program featuring Spanish flamenco music, some settings of some rock and pop pieces from, say, the Rolling Stones. And then we also go into the music of J.S. Bach. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the program?
That sounds pretty complete. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Very good. Well, it sounds like it'll be a wonderful opportunity to see your performance again at the Orpheum Theater in Hancock, Michigan, in just a few days away. April's right around the corner. Where can folks find out more about you if they'd like to maybe look up and preview some of your music?
Oh, yeah, sure. I have a website. I'm davidrogersguitar.com, DAVIDROGERS, guitar.com. And that has a lot of links to videos and also to SoundCloud and Reverb Nation and a lot of bio material. And also Facebook. Yeah, friend me on Facebook.
Excellent. Okay, well, David, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.